It's the 10 dozen minutes of Mr. Skullhead and Friends, and my best friend is on the show with me tonight, and nobody else. So we got Mrs. Skullhead rocking the microphone.
Hello.
Right across me, looking very cute and fetching, as she nearly always does. And we are here to take your questions and attempt to answer them. Given that I don't know much about the game, and Mrs. Skullhead doesn't really play the game...
I'm playing right now.
It's going to be interesting. Really, really interesting. So feel free, once we get through the questions that are already in the queue here, to send in questions that are not about the game at all. We know a lot about...
things.
Life.
Stuff.
Death. Love.
Love. Pandas.
And pop music. So, if you're wondering how long a panda who's in a rock band will live if they're in love, then you can ask us. Alright, so, hey, the random one says... You might want to refresh your pain, by the way, because I flushed some of last week's questions.
Alright, there we go.
The random one says, have I mentioned I have a Nexus War character called Elizabeth Spooky Raven? I've been spared from death at least twice by other KOL players, not to mention the faction invites. Sweet. I have a me named Skelly on my Wii. I've got Mii's on my Wii.
We have many Wii's. Mii's on the Wii.
Only one Wii, but lots of Wii's. Mii's. Wii's. I was also looking at Riri78, who just logged in. Ri, Mii, Wii, Do.
Do, Re,
Mii.
Yeah. Tommy Tom says, Spider-Man 2 would have been much better if they cast Elton John as Dr. Octopus. He's the obvious choice.
Huh. Well, they would have done that, except none of the fight scenes were filmed on Saturday night, and that was the only night that Elton John would actually fight. I don't think he has that haircut anymore, though.
No.
He, like, Doc Ock bulk.
No, last time I saw him, he kind of had a shaved, kind of a Bruce Willis look going
yeah.
on, which is fabulous.
Because he's old, and...
Hey, don't talk about Bruce Willis that way.
No, Elton John.
Well, Elton John, yeah. Okay, that's fine.
Elton John on Bruce Willis porn would be interesting.
No!
I'm sure Bruce Willis would be the top. Actually, Elton John was going bald in the 70s, so he's been faking it for years. Years. He kind of looks like Eddie Izzard in that picture. Oh, by the way,
speaking of Eddie Izzard, watch The Riches tonight on FX.
Yes, and the Black Donnellys, because the Black Donnellys features an actor who regularly plays KOL under the name Brando. And apparently that show's doing well.
Brando?
So that's good. No, he's alive.
Ah.
Which distinguishes him from Brando. Marlon Brando. But if you look up the Black Donnellys on the Internet Movie Database, you can see a picture of the dude. He's a good-looking man. I was kind of surprised.
Yeah, which is, you know, I haven't noticed... There isn't a plethora of good-looking men in the kingdom, but, I mean, there's enough for me.
We can see how many people then write in going,
shut up.
Yeah, the man's name is Billy Lush, which is a good name.
That's a great name, especially if you're going to be an actor.
Mm-hmm. He'll also be starring in Reign of the Gargoyles, coming out on TV.
Ooh, the Gargoyle movie based on the cartoon? Or?
If only.
That would be so awesome.
It's a Sci-Fi Channel original movie, so I'm sure it will be very, very good.
Hey, I like the Sci-Fi Channel. The Lost Room was fantastic, their little miniseries they put out.
Oh, this dude was also on Criminal Intent, so it's entirely likely that we saw
him. Because I think we've seen now every single episode of Law & Order Criminal Intent, only the ones with Bobby.
Yeah,
we don't go for the Knopf.
We don't have any Chris Knopf in our house, except for
Sex and
every
City.
Time you're watching Sex and the City, and I'm going, yeah, I remember every detail of every show. And then I'll go, wait, I've never seen this one before, and then I'll sit down and watch it. Nightfall says, hey, how come I can't funk sling facsimile dictionaries? I want to smack down those monsters twice for combat, but it only shows up as usable in the top use item dropdown. I would wager that you don't have two of them. You might have two of them. Let me check my inventory, because if I have two of them, then you do. But I assume those are tagged as quest items, which means you cannot have two of them, much though you would like to, and if you don't have two of them, then you can't use them. No, you do have two of them, but you can only show somebody how badly they're spelling once per combat. After that, it's not a surprise anymore. Let's see. Griffin P. says, hey, Jake, you felt bad when you dropped that database? That's nothing, and links to a technical error that wiped out a disk drive at the Alaska Department of Revenue, and it was worth $38 billion, the information.
Sweet. So, if it's the Internal Bureau of Revenue, do people in Alaska not have to pay taxes now?
No, it's backwards. The 9 months' worth of applicant information for the yearly payout from the Alaska Permanent Fund is gone.
Oh, fuck.
800,000 electronic images that have been hand-scanned into the system.
Wow, Alaska is now hiring for jobs for people who want to sit there and scan shit all day.
The only backup that they have, because their backup system failed too.
Wow.
Which is kind of what happened to us, except we just didn't back up in time. But, the only backup is the physical paper applications.
Wow.
So they have to scan them all in.
Good
okay.
thing they didn't burn them, because that's what I usually do with paper. Mm-hmm. Burn it.
Well, we roll joints with it, and then we burn it. No. Just no, we
don't.
Don't buy drugs.
Don't buy drugs.
Become a web entrepreneur and they'll give you them for free. Don't rush.
Oh, man. The Pretender says, it'd be nice to have a sports-themed area. It'd be kind of fun to go out hunting and accidentally shoot your friend in the face, like our vice president. Or at least a place to wear the hockey mask.
There could be a place where you go out hunting and get shot in the face unless you're wearing a hockey mask.
That would be fantastic. let's see, what else we got going on?
Pretender says there should be a store that sells booze similar to the White Citadel. To differentiate from the MoxiSign, the alcohol should be unmixable, but you wouldn't have to drink it right away. No. Because there are plenty of places to get bottles of booze and mixers. And, you know, it's not as funny as all the White Citadel stuff. The Macarona says, how about a passive skill for mysticality classes called Charm School Poise that let you equip a book in your hat slot?
That would be pretty awesome.
That's beautiful.
And then maybe you could get different books from different areas, and they would have different effects. Not that I play this game and have any interest in what things do.
Like a manual of dexterity and transmission and labor could each do different things if you had them balanced on your head.
That'd be pretty cool.
Wow, so looking at my inventory, I finally got out of Ronin in my finally first softcore ascension. And apparently, for a while, it was invoked to send me the Gob of Wet Hair item. He sends Gully wet hair because he doesn't have any hair. Get it?
He's got beard hair.
I actually have far too much head hair right now.
Yeah, I know. It's great when your hair should be not there, and then you wake up and it's actually messed up in the morning. I look over and you've got, like, weird lines on your... It's pretty...
Well, I have weird lines anyway, because my, my male pattern baldness appears to be more alien crop circle oriented than actual, you know, peninsula that slowly turns into an island that slowly turns into open sea.
Well, no. I think yours is so great, because it, like, in the back, you'll get, like, these cool little swirl effects in your... You know, eighth of an inch of hair.
Yeah, it makes it real fun to shave it, too. Somebody tell me how to disable images in my inventory. I don't know how to play this game.
I don't know how to play. Hagios has a simple, short question in contrast with all those long ones. How about a familiar that's a combination of a volleyball, a gravy fairy, and a stab bet? And he worries, you know, if it's still too powerful, the stab bet could drain your MP too or always attack you. But, I mean... I don't know, the dev team seems to frown upon anything that could possibly be good.
Well, the volleyball and gravy fairy in particular is one that they said would just be too overpowered.
But I guess if you did have a stab in there that always attacked you, that would be useful.
It's kind of funny, people still think the bugbear shaman is overpowered, and it eats your MP.
Mm-hmm.
And MP is like a precious resource, but apparently
not,
that's
not
okay.
If you're me. Because I always play Steel Clubber, and all I do is whack things. I like to not mess with magic stuff. Like, with the first Final Fantasy, I never had mages in my party. Just because I didn't want to mess with the magic. It's a lot easier to just whack stuff.
I love spellcasting.
Nah.
What I don't like is Moxie classes, which you guys might have noticed. I have all kinds of spells, and I sling them, and it's very fun. Okay, let's see. We need, Madeline says we totally need an outfit in the game called the Hey Guys.
That'd be...
That's beautiful.
Hey Guys.
Yeah. Hey Guys. Actually, when Enemy Lasagna says it, we pronounce it, Hey Guys. But that's not how Enemy Lasagna talks, but
no. That's
how we imagine him to talk.
See here, Devlin says it would be nice if we could choose a gender for our familiars. I think a lot of the familiars can have an inherent gender.
Yeah.
I totally think the Gravy Fairy is a girl, and it is.
Yeah, that's something that came up in last week's show,
mm-hmm.
where I was, massive. But what I said is, when we're making familiars, part of their personality is their gender. So most of them are male, the Gravy Fairies are female, the Comic Chameleon's female.
Oh, Macarena sent us a link of vagina euphemisms. Just in case, since we're not allowed to talk about it, just like Fight Club. But I can talk about my Afro clam, or a, let's see.
I don't know about these. Bacon strip.
Bacon strip. Black hole of Kunta. Wow.
Ooh.
I still liked, what was that, Tuna Cave?
Right.
think that's my new
Tuna
favorite.
Tuna Canyon.
There
he's,
we go.
He's lying. He was on a road trip and saw a sign that said Tuna Canyon to the left.
Coochie Snorcher I didn't get. That's in the Vagina Monologues. And then there's that whole monologue about the Coochie Snorcher. And I'm like, any mother that teaches their daughter to call it a Coochie Snorcher should not be having children.
No. I like Bermuda Triangle.
Well, that's only if you have a triangle left.
Black cat with its throat cut. Very few of these seem to be for people who groom down there.
Yeah, you know, and that's just...
Let's go down to the bottom of the alphabet here. Oh, let's see. Xbox.
Amplitude said that he read the whole list of vagina euphemisms on the air, and it took him 9 minutes. Hmm. But he read it over polka music and the chicken dance.
Excellent.
So, somebody go download that show, and you can hear all of the fabulous vagina euphemisms.
Yeah, this is because Jake's been mentioning on his show the possibility of doing a female hole in the sky and how we're not really going to do it. Ponjo says, why don't you like Moxie classes, Mr. Spellhead? And to that I can only respond, you failed to hit the monster. Your Moxie's maneuver failed. How embarrassing. You failed to hit the monster. Your Moxie's maneuver failed. How embarrassing. You failed to hit the monster. Yeah. I like to actually be able to hit with a weapon. Like, I can equip a ranged weapon, and then I'll only get you failed to hit the monster whenever I go to a new zone. But, no, I would much rather walk up to them, smack them with a weapon, or stand back and go, Hi-doken! And do a stream of sauce. Or, you know, geyser of meat grinders.
Speaking of Hi-doken, Mr. Skullhead and myself will be putting out an album very soon with, we've been doing... I don't know if I should embarrass him on air like this. We've been doing Jane Fonda every day to try and prepare our bodies for bikini season, which I bought this fabulous bikini for Mr. Skullhead, and it's just, he looks great. But not yet. He will look better soon. But anywho.
With the waxing and the implants.
But during the Jane Fonda, we discovered that some of the moves could be video game character moves, and so we are going to come out with our own personal workout video. Keep an eye out for it in stores soon.
And hi-doken.
And stomp the shell, kick the turtle.
Chun-li. Yeah, nerds, because nerds need exercise, too. Mm-hmm. I would say nerds need exercise probably more than most people. Well, the Wii itself does provide a decent amount of exercise for playing your own game.
Yeah, I threw my back out playing boxing P4UL.
Yeah.
It was pretty rough, man.
Vash Orion says, with all the beer consumed in the kingdom, there's probably some sort of recycling plant for all the bottles and cans. And just clap your hands. Where it's at? Yeah, there totally is. It's just, it's an actual plant, like a big green thing, and all the bottles and cans get thrown into it, and turned into air and water. On a female hole in the sky's engine, you can end up fighting the hole itself. It's like the sky's vagina, right? Players use the hole the way they would a vagina. Get in, get what you need, get out. Wow, you're going to be very popular when you start dating.
Yeah, dude. Can we see how old this person is?
Let's see. Vash. What's Vash Orion?
Chaz.
16.
Yeah, good luck, kid. Chaz says, it would appear that everybody in the kingdom is, in fact, left-handed, such as the basic avatars have their items in their left hand.
Maybe, or maybe that's just what you're seeing when you're looking at an avatar is actually a reflection in a mirror.
Yeah. Ooh. Deep thinking.
Volvox says, why not make it so that there's a plus sign in combat next to the items if you have funk slinging, thus getting rid of an ugly drop-down? I think it would be far more cumbersome to have to click a plus sign and then select an item when you have funk slinging, instead of just selecting one or two items. Let's see.
Wow, let's
Stroby says, fix server 6. Yeah, we're working on that. It's possessed by Satan.
Wow. Slightly Evil wants to know when the Spectral Picture Factory is coming back.
None may know the hour of its coming and going.
Yeah, I said that just so you could answer like that, because I think it's hilarious.
Gleeb says, could you have tetanus not fire on critical hits like the rest of the bad effects? No.
Let's see here.
Hagilas says, why are prehistoric spears ranged weapons but antique spears melee weapons? Because the primary purpose of the antique spear is to be used as a melee weapon in combat rather than to throw it. Because it's heavier and bigger. It can be thrown, as is suggested, in the empty suit of armor set messages, but it's primarily to be used for jousting and stuff. It's more lancey.
What is this? Amplitude just sent me a little kitty picture. A kitty that says, I has a flavor. Because it's real freaking cute. Everybody, go look at cute cats.
Yes.
Always. Alright, what else we got here?
Disco Freak says, a sex change counter would be nice on the character screen. It would be helpful for a spoiler. Yeah, it would. That's why I don't have it.
Yeah. Let's see here. Edmund Lasagna wants to know, will the penguins ever be used in a quest?
We have an interesting little penguin bit of content coming up.
And that with the NS-13?
No, that you'll see sometime in April.
Oh. Yeah. Is it a birthday present for me?
Sure.
Yeah, totally.
I got you a penguin.
I got you a penguin. But you are going to get me a penguin tomorrow because Happy Feet comes out on DVD.
Yes. Enemy Lasagna also asks if there will ever be the game Pan Snap in the Palindome. No, but God, there is a fuckload of content that is going into the Palindome. And it involves more palindomes than I could have imagined. Probably doubles the size of the Palindome.
Bryn23011 says, do you like Pink Floyd? No.
It's fair play.
Sorry.
Neptune Izzy writes a big, long question about donations, which you should send to the admin mailbox or to Sly. Or Neptune, contact me via K-mail and I'll see what I can do for you. If you can hear the sound of my voice. This question was asked on the 20th, so maybe not. Neptune, I'm K-mailing myself that information. And I will get back to you on that. Novanite21 says, any thought about nerf slash fixing the fancy but probably evil chocolates to take spleen damage? I mean, they give five free turns for little monetary cost, yes, but they're also extremely limited in supply. Because they were part of Crembo, which is now over.
Gorblax is asking, I'm embarking on a project to convert all the KOL monsters into D&D format. Is there any way I could obtain the official statistics on all the monsters?
No. That's right. A little too spoilery.
Yeah, sorry, dude. But that's really cool. That's a really cool venture. So, good luck with that. Just make up your own shit. It doesn't have to be that close.
Yeah, I would say go with yourself.
Yeah. You know, you don't need us. Wait, yes you do.
Let's see. The fancy but probably evil chocolates are selling in the mall for about 18K. And that's only going to get higher. Because there is a very limited supply of them. So there. War Junkie says, is it possible to have the ancient Yuletide Troll give out MP only if HP is full and vice versa? No. Just chicken.
Let's see here. Archley says, Lord of the G-String equals terrible. Thanks for nothing. Cyan220. Any of you have thoughts on Cannibal the Musical?
Cannibal the Musical was most excellent. I know, Lord of the G-Strings was horrible, but it was also horribly entertaining. Because it was softcore pornography and also a really bad fantasy movie.
Wow, a huge penis just private messaged me. It says, why do you stay with Mr. Skullhead? I see no connection.
Well, of course you can't see.
Of course you can't see. This is the internet.
Do you hear no connection? Do you speak no connection?
That's because we have to censor ourselves because Jick is listening.
Yeah.
Jick is out there watching, listening all the time.
Talking about all the sex we have, he'd be like, stop having sex on the radio.
Yeah. Alright, let's see here.
Green99, he says, hey, any possibility of being able to disable passive skills? For example, Spirit of Rigatoni can be a bad thing in some cases, and if you've permed it, you can't get rid of it. No. Just if you realize in retrospect that it's affecting your gameplay in a suboptimal fashion, you're just going to have to suck it up.
Let's see here. Sorry. It's a lot easier with three people to, like, scan the questions and...
Right.
Plus, I don't play this game.
I am. Super Combust says, can you please change the use link on the manual of transmission and the other manuals to read rather than use? No, because you actually do use the manual for a specific purpose rather than reading it and just gaining knowledge from it.
War Junkie says, very nice Tuesday update. Love it. Could we get a post a reply link at the bottom of the page in addition to the one at the top?
Yes, we should probably do that. I believe that Xenophobe is still poking that code and is going to enhance it and make it more useful as time goes by. It already works really well, though, although nobody is posting in our clan forum.
Yeah, I'm sorry,
which
man.
Makes me sad. Go post in there.
Okay.
Say something.
Suffering Stevens says, it would do my heart good if you added the message, he tries to hit you, but he ends up swinging at the empty space in front of him and screaming, maybe he's crazy! Caps added for emphasis. To the gnarly gnome.
To the gnarly gnome. Maybe he's crazy!
Yeah.
Perhaps.
That would be pretty cool.
It's kind of funny.
Yeah. Let's see here.
Just, does that make him crazy? Does that make him crazy? Does that make him crazy? Eyes up blue. Colonel Hawk says, somebody please change the name of the effect Punctitis. It sounds far too nasty for comfort. Dude, it's a Latin root that means to delay. We can't help it if you're dyslexic. It does say in the description, plus now dyslexic people think you're really vulgar.
That's cool. How do I get that?
I'm getting hit by the procrastination giant gives it to you.
Oh, I don't like going up there. It's so difficult.
It is.
Alright, what else we got going on? Wait, I'm going to go read what the Gun Run has to say. Please read from Wikipedia.
Okay.
Alright, I'll go read that. You keep going.
Hoggy Lass wonders if there could be amusing messages of special effects for combinations of dual-wielded weapons, like the huge spoon and the pitchfork, and on a related note, not off-arm should prevent you from equipping an offhand item. Yes, it certainly should. But, no, it's... We have enough to keep us busy with the hit-and-miss messages for weapons that coming up with some of those entertaining combinations would be a little tricky. I've never gotten far enough into a Seal Clubber run to get that skill.
Let's see here. The Gun Run, I read your... Well, I didn't read all of your 120 questions on the Wikipedia. Do you want me to answer them? Is that what you want? I don't understand.
That's really hard to parse.
Yeah.
He has suggested that I spend a show just answering one of his questions every minute, but I don't think I could talk about some of those for a minute.
Yeah, well... Okay, what else we got here? Vash Orient, I don't know what words mean in Japanese. Let's see if I can try this. Kotoba no imi o shiranai?
Kotoba no imi o shiranai?
I think I'm turning Japanese.
And translated for the anime dub, it would be, I really don't know what words mean, okay?
Mr. Skull has been suffering through me watching Fushigi Yugi.
You know, Fushigi Yugi is not as bad as some, though.
No.
There are some episodes of Ranma One Half that are just a paragraph full of dialogue that's delivered right like this, okay? Yeah. Gleep says, why doesn't the rollover counter show up on WWW6? Because
it's
possessed
broken.
By Satan.
Well, let's see here. I'm very sad about the upgrade to the Palindrome.
Whoop-up Tart says, have players been visiting the Palindrome more often since the upgrade to the area? Yes, they have.
Yeah. Boo.
Yeah, I was sad that it changed, but I believe
that... The stuff is really good, and it is more useful, but I was kind of sad.
I was primarily sad that that we took out the Pie Monkey reference. Mm. And when I asked Jake about that, he said, well, you know, Pie Monkey's been gone for over a year. And
but he's still in our hearts.
We don't talk about him anymore. He is.
He lingers on. Him and his hair.
He's lodged in my throat. He's stuck in my groin.
Let's see here. Could you, Slasher asks, could you please add the option to use the old client message system instead of the new? Which, that might be, I don't know.
That makes very little sense to me, though.
When I logged on, I didn't know that I didn't read the announcements to see that I had rolled out. And I clicked on it, I was like, I don't like it.
Hmm.
I mean, I can see how it's very useful, but I'm just so used to how it was that it just kind of freaked me out. I mean, it'll probably just take time to get used to it.
Yeah, it can do a lot of things that the other one couldn't do.
Mm-hmm.
It just can't use... It can't do exactly what the old one did, which is you can't post something that everybody sees right when they log in. You're always going to be buried a couple of things deeper. You can always post an announcement rather than a message.
Mm-hmm.
But I like this. I wish people would post in there.
Well, you know, people are... You know, we had... It's change, and some of us don't do so well with change, so...
Yeah.
It'll just take a little bit. Let's see here. Max wants to know, why can't you change your store's name without selling it or buying a new one? This makes it so that you can't change it while in Hardcore or Ronin.
What Jake has said about that historically is that he wants that to be something you seriously have to think about before you do it. So you want to think about what you want your store to be called, and you can't just go around changing it all willy-nilly.
Willy-nilly. Watch it. Let's see what else we get here.
Hoggivus says the inspirational speech in the palindrome is awesome beyond all comprehension. Apparently, I haven't seen it yet, but it's a palindromic rendering of the Once More Into the Breach speech from Henry VIII. So, someday. Let's see here.
Well, Bomoka has props in the clan's forums, and it fills me with nerve. Can we maybe drop the double autosell price floor in the mall? I get the reason for the price floor generally, but it's very difficult to sell common or semi-common items.
Good.
So, that's that. Good.
Yeah, I mean, we fully intended that change to be so that people wouldn't sell a bunch of common crap in the mall at, like, one below auto sell. Or, you know, the mall table be crowded with a bunch of stuff that you'd be better off just auto selling. So, it's working.
Let's see what else. Macarena says, so if wizards are gay, does that mean that since necromancers are wizards, they choose to love corpses of their own gender?
Necromancers and necrophiles are different things, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they aren't. Unless you're in D&D, where a necromancer is a class you can have. But I don't think... maybe they can cast spells. Let's ask Amplitude.
Yeah. Necromancers, they do cast spells with dead people, but they don't love them. I think necrophiles can't cast spells, probably, because they actually exist.
Oh, Hoggulus, send your big questions to the K-mailbox, because otherwise they won't get read on air, more than likely. And just in future, you should just send them, because they're really great ideas, and you should really send them to Jick.
Yeah, some of his ideas have actually made it into our wiki as good suggestions. So I'm going to flush those. Yeah, when you send long stuff and it appears on the list for our show, I flush them and then nobody gets to read them. Which is kind of unfortunate.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, come on, honey. You're not carrying the weight.
Ordy Queso says, what about a new constellation, the Bearded Clam? I've never heard that one before. I prefer Floppy Taco.
I think if we're going to put a new constellation, it's going to be Tuna Canyon.
Because
mm-hmm. That's fantastic.
It's going to Tuna Canyon, Johnny. The Talisman of Nam says, Glebe should smash into Da Wad. When it's consumed, it could give Palindome access, so we can go there without using up an item slot. Permanent palindrome access. That would be interesting.
Let's here.
Now, Sonora wants to do polls on the message forum board, too. That would be kind of good to have, to be able to poll your clanmates.
Yeah, maybe. Let's see here. How about a Yoshi familiar made in the Pixel area?
We're still thinking about a good familiar for the Pixel area.
Yeah, I don't want to do a Yoshi. Well, not that I have any say in it. Other than, you know, the whispering into Mr. Skullhead's ears at night as he sleeps to try and, you know, send him the message. Which is how the ham turkey was created. Let's see here.
Yeah, but Yoshi is such an easily recognizable figure that Nintendo would probably kick us in the balls.
Yeah.
More so than for just having a blooper.
Yeah, just like the emo squid is. That's fine.
Hagulus says, how would you feel about making a familiar that's a combination of a barnacle and gravy fairy? It wouldn't be worthy of inclusion in Mr. Store. It just seems like the sort of thing newbies would love. I would like there to be more familiars that you can acquire in-game.
Yeah, that would be...
There have been several that have been added recently. Some of them are from the pickpocketing effect, or pocket picketing. But anyway.
That's a... Spencer12 says, in the Sorceress's Tower, when you reach the pretty fly, instead of throwing a spider web, why don't you throw a white guy? Which, I think is funny.
Well, it would be a white guy that you had to throw a pretty fly at, because it's a pretty fly for a white guy. WallaWalla23 says, could you make players immune to certain effects when they have a specific item equipped? For example, having the stainless steel shillelagh equipped would prevent you from getting the corroded weapon effect. Again, that's another interesting interaction that would be a pain in the ass. We have other stuff to do.
I'm not going on the radio anymore because now that people know that I exist, I just got my newbie sport tense windows paint busted by Ephraim.
People throwing bricks and toilet paper and stuff.
Yeah, jerks.
Wing him right back.
Huh? No, I'm not. I'm not that type of person. I take the higher road.
My aggression is passive.
It's not passive.
Passive.
I'll save the brick for when they're not suspecting it.
Mm. But also, the corroded weapon effect comes from the acid blob, and it's an acid so strong that it can stain even stainless steel. So see, it makes perfect sense.
Let's see. How do you pronounce that? Zaod? X-A-O-D.
Shaud?
Yaud? Tell us how to pronounce your name next time you send a question. So I finally had my first KOL-related dream. I was at a wedding for my third cousin, and I met Jick there. I introduced him to my sister, who called him Jack, but I said, no, it's Jick, like a combination of Jack and Mick. So, Mac! I mean Jick. We all had a laugh at my joke, and then I suggested Jick's bizarro guy in the name should be a black guy named Mac. Then Jick morphed, revealed himself to be a Chi McBride-like black guy, who wasn't impressed, so it was kind of awkward. P.S. I realized that Jick's real name is, and he probably wouldn't go around acknowledging his internet game persona at a wedding, especially with one with an open bar. Actually, he does.
And he would be much more likely to attend a wedding of a KOL player if it did have an open bar.
Dude, quit throwing crap at my tent!
You already told them not to, which means they're going to.
Oh, bastards.
Showing sanction.
Jerks. Okay.
Van Mojo says, would it be possible for clicking on the calendar in the clan reference room to show you today's calendar image in addition to what it already does? I wish it would. Because that is art that it's always good to see out there, and usually you only see it right after you log in and before you start chatting. So, it would be nice. Perhaps.
Okay. Minor Annoyance is talking about our rant about daylight saving time. He's saying, calm down, you know, those of us who deal with the horror of it don't give any thought. Just a response to that, it's not like having daylight savings time is awful. It's being in Indiana when each county is on a different time. That is what I'm pissed off about, because that is retarded. Either have the whole state be on it or have it not. Okay, end rant.
I've never been pissed off about it. It is just a pain in the ass. It makes it so that I can't go, okay, I know that Cassandra 7 is in London, and I know that London is 7 hours ahead, So I can send her, you know, I'll be sure to catch her online if I see her at this time. You know, or, oh, it's noon, so Jake will probably be online because it's 7 in London. It's just, it would be nice if it stayed the same. And I realize that's because Arizona doesn't change theirs, but it seems like not fucking around with your clocks would be the more sensible thing to do. Joshua says it would be nice when you clicked on a shop's item, it took you to the item you clicked on. Yeah. Instead of loading up the whole store. There has to be a reason for that, though, because it hasn't been changed.
Let's see here.
We are at war with Oceania. I mean, it gives you a chance to look at the whole store. Well, actually, you know, if you did the mall search and you clicked the item and it automatically took you to the buy item with that one selected, that would probably reintroduce some of those tricky little price-switching things that people can do. Evil Chocolate has now gone up to 20,000 meat. All of you store owners with Evil Chocolates, you're welcome.
Yeah, all of you guys suck. I'm just watching my screen, my chat screen fill up with green.
You should just start deleting every single person who does it.
Yeah, from now on, if you bust out another frickin' window, you're deleted.
Nothing doesn't do anything.
I know, but it's just like, come on, man.
Doesn't.
Oh, and a huge penis just hit me in the face with a cream pie. Him, I'm
ew.
That's fucking gross. You're gone, dude.
He's the one who doesn't know why we're together.
Yeah. Ignore list.
NML Manticore just says she wants to see Oprah Winfrey fight Tyra Banks. I think so do I.
I would agree with that, too. All right, so I think I got... He just hit me with 5 pies and a wang before I bleated him, but now he's gone.
Yeah.
So, if you're listening to the show, since you're a jerk, you have been bleated.
Bleated.
Alright, what else we got?
Max Vance says, you know it would be an interesting April Fool's Day joke if you changed everything in the game to what the wiki says it is instead of what things actually are. We have some, we have a little April Fool's Day stuff to do. I really hope that Jake is going to... Oh, Jake will be back, so...
Yes.
Won't be rolled out at a weird time.
No, he'll be back Friday, I think.
Yes. Yeah. Naked Jew believes that NML Manticore is a dude, and a Naked Jew is 100% mistaken. Ha ha ha. Ho ho ho, and a couple of la la la's.
The Divergenizer has sent me a candy heart. Man, this is why I'm not going on the radio no more. Because, well, I mean, not that I would have a chance anyway, because... Jake will be back, but, man, you people are jerks.
Naked Jew says, if you ever implement the pee remover item that would turn your pirate pelvis into the irate Elvis, maple syrup will become male syrup. No, maple syrup will become male Syru. Which is even worse.
What exactly is Syru?
I don't know, but it doesn't sound tasty.
Yeah. Let's see. Do, 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 do. Going to the kitchen. Do, 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 do. All right, sorry.
Oh. Someone else says the white snake uses its tongue to flick them rapidly at you, bruising your knee and your knee. My knee and my knee?
Well, you know...
Yes, your knee and your other knee, motherfucker.
Your knee. You've got 2 knees.
I'll go look at that, because we have a variable for body part. And we have part, tarp, and trap. Which are part Pratt, Tarp, and Trap that we can use as variables. And if we use the same variable twice, it'll just always serve up the same 2 body parts. Functionality that was implemented at my request for the Naughty Sorceress.
Madeline says, please, oh please, oh please remove the stat modifications from Gothy and the auto cell from lipstick / eyeliner and make them free pulls from Hanks, please.
There are some people who want to be Gothy all the time. I mean, my girl wants to party all the time, but some people want to be Gothy all the time. Sadly, but you can't.
Let's see here. Wow. I'm not going to read the Gun Runs question. Let's see here.
Sonora asks if you could get a try again button for the claw machine instead of having to slow down more. No.
No.
I have no idea what the Gunrun's question is referencing either.
Yeah, so I was like, what?
LSK says, suggest an item that makes repeat adventures more likely. No.
Here's something you can answer. The Colonel Hoggs, what is the name of the They Might Be Giants song featuring the Crash My Bicycle thing?
That is a John Linnell solo song from his solo album State Songs, and it's called South Carolina. It is one of the catchiest songs ever written. Groblack says, why are the recipes for the cowboy hat and pimp and meat hat done with combining rather than smithing? Because they're outside of the smithing structure.
Yeah. Let's see what else we got.
Spinnet says, so if you use your hard-earned money from an Oxy run to bet on a WWE match, your winnings, KWE actually, Spinnet, your winnings go into Hank's. What's up with that? Makes it so that you can't drastically shorten your Oxy run by having one successful bet. So, hey, you lose either way when you gamble in OxyCorp.
Yeah, you know, you should just not gamble.
No, you should gamble.
No.
But you should expect to lose.
Let's see here.
Edgy Idol says, why are there no carols in the right-click menu? I know there's a lot of stuff there now, but that seems out of line. I mean, not every buffable item needs to be in the right-click menu. And back when I started, we didn't have any right-click menus or buffable items. So, you know, just think about that. All right, Ricket, I will find you.
What's going on?
The rest of you, I don't really know who you are. I'm still getting green-screened.
Yeah, you know...
Some of them are candy hearts, though.
Oh, yeah, I noticed a couple of those. Most of them, however, are toilet paper and bricks.
Right.
And a cream face from a penis. Let's see here. We still haven't gotten the candy hearts get a multiple use, use multiple button. I thought that people have been asking about that for weeks.
Yeah, and when Jake listens to our shows, he'll do it.
Okay. Well, hopefully that was from Carolyn.
Right. So, yeah, it's going to happen.
Hogulus, I'm not going to read your 2-page-long thing out loud, because there's a warning before you read it out loud. It's about stuff. Please send that to Jick.
Yeah, that's huge. I really hope that you saved it somewhere.
Cyan220 says, dear Mr. Skullhead and friends, if present, if you could drastically change one skill, which one would you change? Not counting Spirit of Rigatoni. You can either nerf a power one, improve a weak one, or completely change one.
I think that what I would do with skills is leave them the fuck alone.
So?
Because I don't have the knowledge to balance them in the way that they're being balanced right now.
Yeah, that's what the dev team is there for.
Yeah, take it easy. You'll see.
Let's see what else.
Oatgan suggests a shake option in the inventory to let you see what's inside your gift packages.
That's pretty cool.
I think that would be cute if it had like a 1 in 10 chance of giving you completely something else.
Or breaking what you have in there.
Right.
That'd be awesome.
Colonel Hogg says, Jick, everything you like is awesome. You have referred me to some of the best stuff ever. MC Frontalot and Mountain Goats are both winners. Actually, I introduced Jick to MC Frontalot, and I introduced him to the Mountain Goats as well. So,
yeah.
It's actually me that you love. You love me.
And don't you?
Colonel Hogs and I love you.
Titrot says, can you tell everyone that my name is pronounced Titro? I'm not a bad person. I keep getting deleted.
You really should have thought about that, dude.
Or just unlowercase the R, so it won't look like tit rot. Because right now, it's tit rot. No offense.
Yeah. Tit rot is tit rot. ELQ says, in the possibility giant message, this is my backup band. They're highly illogical. Were you being clever about the common mix-up between Dr. and Mr. Spock, or did you make a mistake? I was being clever about, Dr. Spock and Mr. Spock. Just for an added joke with the They Might Be Giants reference. Because that's just the way I roll.
Inferno Heroes, did the castle's monsters level get boosted? They seem tougher than usual. And this is the run after I've permanented? Is that a word?
No.
Okay.
That's
a double-fisted skull bashing. So did the levels go up, do you know?
The castle monsters have not changed.
Hmm.
They have...
Try harder, Inferno Hero.
Yeah, well, they have... It is true that there are a couple of negative effects you can get up there that, if you didn't realize you had them, would be screwing you up a little bit. So, take a look. Blue Elf says, any news on the missing familiars, number 59 and 64 on the KOL wiki? Those are accidents. They are a case of hitting the button too many times to create a new familiar and inserting a blank line into the database. So, it's not that there are familiars out there that you haven't seen yet. Let's see. Crimbo Elfling says, when it comes to shopping in stores, you should be able to click multiple boxes and purchase multiple things at once. That may clash with the how many you wanted that item, but it still might be better. I don't think so, because the more data you submit at one go into that, the more likely it is that you can get screwed over. So we shouldn't do that. Yeah, it even has a space in it.
King Julian wants to ask, how do I connect? Well... you have to find a really good person.
You gotta get outside of your comfort zone.
And, you know, sometimes you gotta look for the chemistry. You know, if there's no chemistry, there can be no connection. But I think you're actually asking how to connect to the radio show. So.
In case we can't help you, because you won't be able to hear us. In my system messages this week, though, I said, you know, the Skull and Friends show will begin in a couple of minutes. Please send your questions that you would like us to read on the show to Radio Bugbear. Please do not send questions about what the radio is or how to connect. Ask somebody. I really should turn those into macros. So
Sparkly Coins asks, what's your most beloved memory from childhood?
The day they let me out of the closet. Wait, not in the gay way. I was locked in a closet until I was 10 years old way.
I would say mine was getting my first training bra.
Hmm.
That's my most beloved childhood memory.
And then you learned that no amount of training can prepare you
for what's going to happen to your chest when you hit puberty.
Hey, somebody just sent me a gift, and I can open it because I'm in fucking softcore. Although I have 37 of them to open. Yeah, multi-open would be awesome on these.
Hey, try and read the Itachi Masumi question. It's in elite speak, and you know I don't do well with elite speak.
You're way ahead of me.
I'm at 326, 1709.
You're way behind me. What am I doing way up there? Diamonds really made you the metal. Are diamonds really made of metal? No.
No.
Thanks for asking. Crazy bastard.
When will NS13 roll out? Never.
Wow, Inferno Hero is still on the Chuck Norris can do stuff.
Yeah.
Thing. That dude, this is the internet. That's like a year old. Of course, by internet age, we're like 125 years old.
Yeah. Teddy Slayer wants to know, did Jick really quit his job because of this game? And I wouldn't say it's because of, you know, nobody really wants to work a real job, I don't think.
Yeah, it's not like the game made him quit his job.
But, and then, Drunk Amigos 7 asks, what do you think inspired Jick to create Kingdom of Loathing? I bet you could probably answer that.
Wanting to quit his job. Well, no, when he started it, he was just like, I wonder if I can make a game that people would like to play. And so, yes.
Let's see here. Yeah.
Shmady says, any hints for the new April item of the month?
No.
Cheese. Dairy products. Also, Mome Rats. Let's see. Let's take our mid-show break.
All right.
And we'll be back in about 10 minutes.
The statue got me high, the statue got me high. I broke free on a Saturday morning. with me. I am gonna make it through this year. If it kills me,
back.
Hello.
With some Hot Hot Heat bandages. I would have played the other Hot Hot Heat song, Cairo, but that song was featured in a terrifying nightmare that I had.
Which he woke me up because he had such a bad nightmare, and then we couldn't go back to sleep.
I told her about it in such detail that she was as freaked out as I was. But, it involved some kind of serial killer that was trying to kill us in a hotel, and I kept closing the door and locking it, and then the door would swing open, and I'd hear the killer go, Cairo.
Let's not talk about that, okay?
Cairo. We could talk about the one where I woke up in the middle of the night, and my mom was standing in the doorway to my bedroom. And I said, Mom? And she went, Josh. And her hair started to sway in a breeze that I couldn't feel, and she, yeah, it was obvious she was not my mom.
You were a very creative child. I, however, just experienced, in the bathroom, the kitty litter box was sitting in there, which is a pretty big tub, and on the side was a warning of a little kid falling into the kitty litter box, which apparently had been replaced with water. So there was a warning about that. So if you dumped all the kitty litter out and then filled it with water, there is a drowning risk for your small infant.
The same could be said of a lot of products, you know. Wow, if I had dumped all of the peanut butter out of my peanut butter jar and filled it with water, someone could conceivably drown if they had a straw.
Let's see here.
Awesome Dudette said, says, what's the fastest way to gain Moxie? Adventure. Or use your clan. Jim.
Let's see here.
J to the Oshawa says, no more red spam, please. I was putting across information that was vital to the whole game.
Yeah. So there.
World's Ugliest Man says, is there a reason the auto sell for banana products is so low? Paying 30 neat for a daiquiri in the brewery is pretty crazy. No, it's just, we figure that,
it's because Mr. Skullhead hates artificial banana things, so he purposely made it so cheap.
Yeah, and these are artificial bananas simply because they're in an online game, so they can't be real bananas.
Mike Livier wants to, so tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I'd like a Dilly Bar right now from Dairy Queen. That sounds really good.
So it's not so much a zigzag ah.
No, well, a zigzag Dilly Bar.
Oh. Maybe some zigzag rolling papers.
Yeah.
We've been listening to the 90s music station while we clean house, and there are some things that are better left in the 90s, like New Kids on the Block.
Step by step.
I'm almost done with that station, though. They keep playing Whitney Houston's I'm Every Woman, once an hour. It's just, bleh.
I mean, it's weird. Like, when you're gone at the office, for some reason, I get the really great playlist.
Mm.
And I think it knows when you're in the house, and it knows when to play Whitney Houston.
Let's see, Gulubnut1 says, could you make the mod options less big? I find myself accidentally locking topics. I think clicking on the wrong thing will not be helped by making the button smaller. Something tells me.
Crackers the Cracker asks, you seem to have branched out to Mr. Family. Yet I've noticed that they're all powerful. Does Mr. A have any worthless brothers or sisters, like moochers and whatnot?
Yeah, Uncle A is pretty worthless. That's why you never see him show up in anything. He just, sits on the couch all day. Okay, Goose Benute One says, last thing, there's a problem with copy-pasting, apostrophes into K-mails or in-game forums. Yeah, that is true. Unfortunately, that is because we can't allow certain characters, or people can get all hackery on us. So, sorry about that.
Alright.
Bad Fay again says there should be a way to dispose of fuzzy dice. I agree. I think you should be able to go into the casino and play craps. And, you might win some meat, you might lose some meat, but either way, you lose the dice. And you can only do it when you have dice. I think that would work very well.
The NC Sorcerer wants to know, is there a chance that you can tell us when the Mr. Familiars will change next?
If you look at the KOL Wiki, they will tell you what the one-year anniversary is of the Mr. Store, or the three-year anniversary now, and that will be the date on or about when they will change. So, that'll let you know when to stock up. Now, the chat says, why haven't you added an option to raise a family for those that don't ascend? If they decide they can leave their family and never come back.
That's too real, man.
So you can raise a family, but you can't get married, and then Ann Coulter would be all pissed at us.
And that's the last thing you want, Ann Coulter pissed at you.
Yeah, she's a scrapper. She drinks the blood of babies and eats nothing but human flesh.
NC Sorcerer also asks, what is your favorite familiar and why? What is your favorite familiar, Mr. Skullhead?
For utility, I like just the Frozen Gravy Fairy. For writing, I would have to say the Astral Badger. It's probably the best one. Although the other night I couldn't get to sleep because I was thinking of the Carol Troll, and I could only remember 4 out of 5 of the carols. And I almost went and opened the computer just to figure out what the hell the one I was missing was. It turned out to be White Knuckles.
I've done that before with random things, like I can't place a face or a name or something, and it gets so bad that I have to get up and go look it up. And
yeah.
I've done that a couple times. Let's see, what else here? The NC Searcher also asks, there should be a new ascension path, maybe one that has to be done without familiars, which we've suggested for quite a while. I don't know if...
Oh, it'll be that and more.
Ooh, you hear that? You hear that? Yeah.
Don't worry, it's coming.
Lego Manzer says, where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from? Cotton Eye Joe. Which I won the lap dance contest in Cultamore to that song. They said only a true lap dancer could do a lap dance to that song.
Well, it's kind of funny. Amplitude was DJing. He was trying to find the non-sexiest song in the world for that. But that one still has a good beat to it.
And yeah.
The video is kind of sexy. There's the woman riding the mechanical bull and all that. It should have been something like Hava Nagila. You know, something that's really not sexy at all. Like the Barney theme song. Something.
Sering
Aqua.
Louis asks, have you thought about buying the domain name www.kol.com? Kingdom of Loathing is a lot to type. That's why the internet has offered this great thing. What will remember what you've typed.
Yeah, but we can't, too. I believe KOL.com is owned by America Online. Yes.
Too bad.
It is. It's the home of Radio KOL, which is America Online's Kids Online brand. Which, had we trademarked KOL when it first came out, we would have been able to do something about it. But since the game is actually Kingdom of Loathing, not KOL, we didn't do that. And now it's too late.
Yeah. But also, if you're that lazy, man, you've got problems.
You have more problems than we can help you with. With which we can help you then. What else have we got? LSK says, does the secret outfit have an effect? Maybe. How much longer until a new zone pops up? Oh, there will be new zones. Music request, Cubs version of New York City, followed by TMBG's version. I don't actually have Cubs version of New York City. I only have TMBG's version. And I actually like TMBG's version a little bit better.
I'm that good. Hi, my question is, how do you get into Channel Harem?
You don't.
You don't.
Yeah, hardly anybody gets in these days.
Yeah, and then there's that other channel. The even more secret channel.
Yeah, which
yeah.
Nobody's in it. It's really freaky. Avisaria says, after telling people not to send messages asking about what the show is, do you get a lot of sarcastic messages asking about it? Yep. yeah, NC Sorcerer says, my system messages were much better this time, so that I guess people were thinking, if you have any questions about what the hell I'm talking about, ask. Ask Radio Bugbear.
Okay. Phil Bob asks, dear Radio Bugbear, who are you? Who? I really want to know. So, who is Radio Bugbear? Does he have a history?
Nope, he is a golem that we created to serve our purposes.
There you have it. The bugbear has no soul.
Polychrome says she loves the bandages song that I played, but she sings it as mango juice. Mango juice on my legs and my arm from you. Mango juice, mango juice, mango juice. That works.
Yeah.
That's fun. Fruit Thaddeus asks, dude, how long is 30 minutes? It's about 30 minutes long. Webbin5 says, hello, Scotty.
Hey.
I'm a big fan of the show and you and KOL. I was wondering if you're looking for suggestions for things to put in the game. No. Actually, we have so many things to put into the game that any more suggestions would just clog up the pipe.
Let's see here.
Mike Livier wants more references to Ender's Game. There's only the Giant's Drink as an Ender's Game reference. I've actually never read Ender's Game. Or any Orson Scott card. Fred Levi says there's only one addition to the Virtual Console this week, and it's Romance of the Three Kingdoms 4. Okay.
Nope, never heard of that game.
I'm sad, because I saw a list of all the games that have been discussed to add to the Virtual Console, and Pilot Wings is on there, but not Pilot Wings 64.
But what about Bust a Move, which is the best game ever?
And it's true. For single-player puzzle gaming, Bust a Move is right up there.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
For two players, nothing beats Super Puzzle Fighter, which I gave Lyania so that we could all play it together and be happy, and she left it.
It's okay. It's in the mail.
Okay.
Xander Duke of France asks, can you tell us anything about number 6? If nothing else, what is his favorite color? How
his
do you know it's
color
a key?
Red, the blood of the people he's disabled. Because disabling makes you bleed.
Yep. Who says that the internet can't hurt you?
Not me. let's see.
What else we get?
People want the stainless steel and plexiglass atoms to make an outfit. We know this, but we're not getting
it. Man, thanks, Joe Bob, for getting that stuck in my head. Who are you? Yeah.
We always thought that Tigger from Winnie the Pooh should sing that song, because it could be, who are you?
Kate Nader asks, who is Mrs. Skullhead?
Oddly enough, she is my wife. IRL.
IRL, dude. We totally got married. Song.
Yeah, we didn't get KOL married because you can't.
No. And you never will be.
Snoop says, hey guys, this is probably a really stupid and simple question, but don't the map quests need some expansion, maybe even some new ones? I was sort of disappointed when a single sentence was the ending to the epic Dolphin King quest. Those quests are primarily so that you can get decent powered gear at low levels. There will be more quests, and they will result in rewards, and they will be fun, and you will like them.
Let's see here.
The astronaut suit is not an outfit, and it's not going to be.
Just how many raffle tickets get bought in the raffle house on average per day. Can you look that up?
I don't think so.
And that's a Vid Ultimate's question.
If you want to read one more question, I could probably see how many raffle tickets are out there.
Hmm.
That's about all I can do. Silence there, and nothing more.
Let's see here. Ponjo's asked, have you guys tried the new Reese's Crispy Crunchy Bar? No, is it any good? I mean, I personally prefer the old school Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. I actually prefer the mini ones the best. For some reason, they taste better. But I'm willing to try anything. Almost anything. Once.
Looks like my item tracker's broken. So, I cannot.
Mellowquark asks, how many pandas... How many pandas does it take to screw in a light bulb?
Only two, but you need a really big light bulb.
Yeah, actually, there's a panda sitting on top of a light bulb in the office right now.
Because
it's a very strong light bulb.
Zengetsu keeps poking at it. And so I had to move it. And Varial says, thanks for the name suggestions. I ended up going with mace derived from makya, meaning cat.
Yeah.
Interesting. My next cat can be called Gato.
I had a hamster named Kiri, which I believe means wind, but I don't know. I found it somewhere online, which probably isn't true, but Kiri was cute, and it was a good hamster. Glib says, I'm starting college this fall on the other side of the country. What kinds of things should I get for my dorm?
Get a good microwave.
Good microwave, not a shitty one. Get a hot pot, no matter what. They'll tell you you're not allowed to have one, but you need it, unless you want dorm food, which is not good.
It's basically a thing that kind of works like a tea kettle.
It's like a tea kettle. It heats up water. It boils water within a minute. It's pretty awesome. I pretty much survived off pasta my freshman year because I didn't like the school food, and I just had my hot pot, put in some spaghetti, got some sauce, and I was good to go.
Yeah, good computer, microwave, and a hot pot.
Towels. Flip-flops, do not go barefoot into the shower.
No, you'll get the herpes.
Yeah, you will get the herpes. Possibly the HIV. So, be careful. Be careful out there. College should be a good time, though. You don't have to worry about getting diseases.
Right. Well, unless you're having unprotected sex, and you shouldn't be doing that.
Hippie asks, how many ninjas could a panda kill? I think pandas are generally very docile creatures, so...
I think even if the ninja was standing in between the panda and some bamboo, the panda would just be like, whatever,
okay.
Man. They might complain, be like, why are you fronting, ninja? What's up, my ninja?
If he wants to know where he can get a bit of the hot Elton John action.
No, probably BitTorrent.
Yeah, but yeah, ask BitTorrent. Okay. They have just about everything, but they don't have the HBO special of Real Sex on the male version of the Real Doll, which I searched for. I was kind of bummed.
Yeah, that was very sad.
That's very sad.
Pondro says, so can either of you guys recommend a good download site to pick up great shows like House without long downloading times?
And don't watch House.
I do Demonoid, but you need to have an account on there, and they only accept accounts at certain times, so keep an eye on that site, because I was getting really awesome downloads with them. House I just don't get, though.
The commercials are so much funnier than the actual... I tried. I watched a couple of shows, and I'm just, you know, that don't impress me much.
Let's see. Gary Pye, who is a cool drink of water and a sweet surprise, needs my help here. Is there a question that you can grab?
Okay, let's see here. I'm not answering any of the huge penis questions because he's a jerk. And plus, they're stupid. Let's see here. I love Moxie classes. Well, thanks, Joy. I don't, but it's good that they're working out for you. And Pickle wants to know, seriously, why do you hate Moxie classes so much? And I would say it's because they're a lot of work, and they're more difficult to deal with. I don't know. I've never personally played a Moxie class, just because I've heard people say, dude, Moxie classes suck. So I've just stuck with been a Seal Clubber pretty much every single time. I think I was a Turtle Tamer for a while, but I went back to being a Seal Clubber. But yeah. Wow, now everybody has all these questions about Moxie classes. I'm sorry we pissed you off, man.
Really, it's Moxie classes you can only play if you really get into the strategy of playing them. And I don't want to. I don't want my combats to last 25 rounds because I'm hitting for 5 damage every time, which is what, you know, apparently that's the best way to get through the game, but it's also really goddamn tedious.
Yeah. Trevor asks, Mrs. Scully, what if you could have a spell that bashes things in high definition? Or hit it for 1d4 damage? I think that was...
1d4.
1d4.
Nice.
I don't know. I like spellcasting only in, like, the Final Fantasy games where you get a nice long sequence and your controller vibrates uncontrollably during the entire sequence. Those are the kind of spells that I like.
Right. Yeah, in addition, we like playing Rez.
Yeah, Rez is awesome.
Yeah, I've actually been having a Jones for Rez.
Maybe
if you're going to do homework,
you get
tonight,
high
I'll play
and
a
play
little
Rez. No, you can't play Rez while I'm doing homework because then I will want to watch.
Gary Pye, the items that you're talking about that you're missing have been sent in messages to Shakes Too Much and Cordio Apazd, who are all in the same IP address and same clan as you. So either somebody in your house has stolen your password or you're multi-abusing and pointing that out to me because you can't keep track of your items. So, yeah. Oh, I found the missing articles, says Gary Pye, as follow-up question. Krylar says, Moxie classes can own you. If you hate Moxie classes, so why does Punctatitis only mess up melee classes? Because we didn't really take into account what the effect did when we put it in. We just knew it would be a way to screw you up for a little bit. People, there's so much hate for Punctatitis and Temporary Amnesia, which you get in the airship in the castle. And it's just like, guys, if you get one of those effects, go to the airship until you get a soft green echo antidote and use it. Yes, it slows down your run, but it is actually a game, not necessarily just a thing that you go through as fast as you can. Throwing wrinkles in your strategy is what we're supposed to be doing to keep it interesting for you. So that frustration means that you're encountering the game in a way that you weren't before. So that means we're doing our job.
Not Argent says the Wii is evil and provides a link.
Do we have a problem?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a very funny sign about
I've been scrolling through it pretty. The Wii's not evil, though. People who play the Wii, retarded people who play the Wii,
I'll bet that there are plenty of retarded people who have a great time with it. It's just the stupid, drunken people. And personally, I think the guy who's complaining about his how he accidentally punched his girlfriend, I think that that hints at a more serious problem with that relationship. No, I totally didn't see her come up behind me, and I was trying to fish on Zelda, and I punched her in the face. Then she fell down some stairs.
Dude, you can get little Wii weights for your wrists. That's for when you play the boxing game.
Nice.
That's pretty awesome. Wii weights.
I do want to get that. there's a t-shirt that Real Life Comics has that says Wii Gym, and it looks, you know, like a gym shirt, and it has a muscular arm clutching a Wii controller. Ephraim says, how about a learned skill called Hidoken, or a killer Street Fighter tat? Anywhere we can put the Hidoken in, I think, would be fun. It is referenced in one of Ryu's attacks in the KWE, is the Atoken, where he throws a giant subway token made out of chi energy at you. Shoing says, which is worse, Huggles or Snogs?
That's Dick's problem.
Yeah, Snogs are kind of irritating, though, when they're from people who are not from Britain. Who are using it to
pretend they're from Britain.
And yeah. It's that whole fake accent thing. It's just stop. Just stop.
Yeah, a huge one is just knock it off, dude. Let's see.
Snoop says, random question, what would happen to the servers in the event of a power outage? They are on uninterruptible power supplies.
Ooh.
So they would run off the backup power until the power came back on.
Ponjas asks, so Mr. and Mrs. Scully, what are your personal plans for April Fool's Day? Any special pranks ready for friends? Well, I can't divulge that because they might be listening. And then it wouldn't be any fun.
Yeah. I tend to not do anything.
No, I had friends that, they're a brother and sister that, like, look forward to April Fool's Day every year, mainly because my friend's birthday is on April Fool's Day.
Mm.
But, I think the best one she ever did was put stretched saran wrap over the toilet bowl.
It's a well-worn gag.
This was done, I think we were in, like, third grade when she did it to him. Because he did something. He put, like, added glue to her hairspray or something. But, yeah.
Most of those practical jokes I don't find entertaining in the slightest.
I don't like, you know, that kind of humor anyway. I prefer... Yeah. Regular jokes. I don't like physical pranks.
I'm more of a pun type guy. And I've yet to be able to pull off the perfect balance of something that freaks somebody out a little and then you can say, oh, April Fools, and, like, make somebody cry. You know? That's bad news. And he's like, for April Fool's Day, I could call up my mom and say, I have bad news, our friend was killed in a car accident, and then we would find out it was true, and then we would be very sad. So, I'm always wary of invoking, poking the fates like that.
Sorry, I'm trying to look at this, guys. I play it low. No. Alright, I'm looking at your profile. What is it?
Minigate says, do you like riddles? Then here you go. You are stuck in a stone box with a table, a glass ball, a saw, and a random metal bar. How do you get out? Out of the top of the box.
Wow, dude. Noob, whatever the fuck your name is.
OMG, LOL, noob.
Yeah, that's stupid. Let's see, what else?
Wow, we're getting, questions are getting sillier.
Yeah, I know, except for, this is the seventh or eighth asking why the astronaut equipment isn't considered an outfit.
Again. Those were all asked before.
No, this is today.
Yeah, but before we mentioned it on the show, so sorry. Grockley says, "You two really should forsake a real life and play more. We need more couples playing," said Grockley and Art Bohemia. Oh, that's so cute. Just GSPRad13 says, "Have you guys seen Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle? If you have,
yes,
you like it."
We have seen it, and it's fantastic.
Yeah. Mr. Scott, I just saw it recently. I saw it long ago.
Minigates asks, "Do you like riddles? Then here you go. Here you you are stuck in a stone box with a table."
Dude, I just read that.
Oh. I'm sorry. well, so I'm a little bit slow. Okay, what was the answer?
I couldn't come up with one.
Oh.
So.
Well, then it's new to me.
Yeah, Minigates, you should send me the answer to that, because what I like about things is puzzles is trying to solve them, and if I don't solve them, then immediately getting a spoiler.
Okay, where are you then on the questions? Because I fell behind.
I'm just about to flush them up to Blue Elf's question about the missing familiars.
Okay, refresh.
Flushed. Istanbul says, "I want to give some public props. I came out to Ziani about an old Mr. Kisser I was missing, and man, the turnaround time on that must have been less than 5 minutes. Major kudos to Zainia for her lightning-quick response time."
We will pass it on to her, and she will be thrilled.
Yes. What people don't realize, I think, is that Zainia is an actual person and not a robot.
Yeah.
So, if you send her a message while she's at work, then she'll probably turn around real quick, unless she's at work packing orders or doing, you know, many of the other things that she does for the game. So, usually, I would wait a week or so before you start worrying.
Gleb said Gothy is a really annoying chat effect. Please don't give in to their demands.
It can be funny occasionally. But
I don't know. I personally don't really like them. Like, there was one that, I don't know what effect it is, that it kept adding, like, seriously? No, really? To the end of people's...
Yeah, that's the liar's pants.
Oh, okay.
Like, seriously.
I know, but, like, a couple of them, they really made sense, and I was like, dude, why are you being such an asshole? I had no idea, because I don't play this game, so...
Well, it's hardly my problem. That's Gleebs, by the way. Gleebs? He spent a year trying to teach me that, because...
Well, then why didn't he do two E's?
He's, like, Croatian or something.
But then why wouldn't you do two E's?
But that's the way you spell it, in
what?
Croatian.
But...
he's a Klingon, and their alphabet works slightly differently than ours. Love you, Gleebs. We met Gleebs. He has like the red hair and
the
ridge forehead.
I was
because he's a Klingon.
I was probably drunk. Oh man.
Adventurers, you asked, what are the chances of winning the Mafia raffle? It depends entirely on the number of tickets sold.
Yep.
And we just figured out that I can't figure out how many there were.
Let's see here.
St. Alex says, why is it when you have multiple windows open for KOL accounts, why do they intermingle? That is because your session ID is stored in your browser. So if you do like a control N to launch a new browser window or a different tab, that session is still stored in your browser. So if you log on to Kingdom in another window or another tab, it will it will store that session. So you can play like two different accounts at once by, instead of opening a new window, go back to your start bar, open a new browser session. And then you will not have a session stored in your browser.
Death by Pie says, I dreamt about you, Mr. Skullhead. But not in that way. We were in some room, and I kept asking a question, but you couldn't understand what I was saying. What is the meaning of this?
Maybe you're frustrated because you keep asking me questions and I don't answer.
Bob Ben 5, can I get a confirmation if you have gotten to my earlier message and skipped it or not? Because I got no idea if I should ask another question if it will be answered soon. Well, that's as good as I can get, is reading that question.
Hard to say. We hear you. If we don't answer your question, it could be that we didn't feel like it.
Oh, there's another Elite Speak one that I can't read.
Yes. The Kate Nader says, in Elite Speak, since you like Elite letters so much, here's another letter for you in Elite. Who controls Radio Boog Bear? Thanks. That Kate Nader.
You're so good at that, honey, you know? That an application can speak two languages. Spanish and
Elite.
And Elite.
But who controls Radio Bugbear? Nobody actually logs into Radio Bugbear. And the admin staff has access to the Radio Bugbear channel thing with stuff. The ability to see what people are typing into it. I didn't mean to say. With things. Kamaxa says, ever thought about adding coffee to the game with the option to Irish it up, of course. I don't know how, but somehow it became a joke that there wasn't any coffee in the game. And so we can't put coffee in the game now, because we've been joking about it for so long. There's enough stuff that says, like, this is a coffee cup. Wait a minute, what's coffee? So, you know, it's another one of those things like naming the gift shop guy. Which, since Gore Black suggested it, we can't do it. While somebody who suggests we could use the fuzzy dice to make a fuzzy omelet. You make omelets out of dice?
Hmm.
Wow.
Tasty.
Hmm. Let's see. Into the Wumpus says, did you ever watch Nudist Colony of the Dead? No, I haven't gotten my hands on it yet. Because since it's not on DVD, I can't
Netflix.
Get it off of Netflix.
Yeah.
If anyone has a link to where I could obtain a copy of it without paying money for it, I would.
White Bear asks, hey, do you guys like my new mullet? And no. I was not thrilled.
Yeah, I strongly suggest, well, the mullet is really secondary to the neckbeard, dude.
Yeah.
Seriously, there's nothing funny about neckbeard. And the other half of Wumpus' question was, if you had a meme-killing gun with one bullet, what meme would you obliterate from the history of the internet? Probably, oh really, yeah really.
Oh really?
That just annoyed the shit out of me.
The only funny thing about that is that there is an airport in Paris called Oh Really.
Yeah.
And that's kind of funny. That's the only thing that made that joke sustainable.
Yeah.
The Kate Nader asks, hey, Mr. and Mrs. Scully. Actually, this is a question for Mrs. Scully. How did you get started on KOL, and do you have any multis? I got started on KOL because I started dating Mr. Skullhead, and we've been dating for a while, and I met Jack, and he's like, dude, I made this game. You should come play it. And I was like, yeah, whatever. And I didn't play for a while, and then I started playing, and it was awesome. I liked it better when it was tiny. But that's not good for the game. But it's just I'm not good at games. When I do have a multi, it's Jezzerfly. Number 569.
Whatever happened to Pedro?
Pedro, I had Pedro, who was number 900 something, and I deleted him a long time ago, like before before there were multiple chat channels. I just like one. It was really hard because that was when I actually played the game. And it was really hard to keep up with just those two. I can't imagine having a multi now that the game is this big. Just can't even contemplate it. Delboy asks, what's the next meet you guys are planning on attending?
Atlanta.
Not 100% on Atlanta, but pretty close.
Quite possibly.
It looks like it's definitely on the radar.
Naked Jew wants me to stroke his ego once again and say that the erotic fanfic contest is in full swing. Naked Jew has written one super clever adventure in fan fiction, and one super disturbing one, which that was the goal. Into the Wumpus points out that the Radio Bugbear needs the Bugbear tattoo. I don't know, it took us a year to have him actually wear the Bugbear equipment, so it might take a while. We'll do our best.
Let's see here. Jobox, however you pronounce that. Aren't ninja pandas called paninjas?
No, yeah, probably.
Probably, if one existed. I'm sure it would be called a paninja. I would call it a paninja.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Quandarius says, Dick Cheney is speaking at my college commencement. I don't like Dick Cheney. What should I do?
We can't advise you to do anything, honestly.
I would recommend protesting to your university, because commencement is not... Unless it's you're on some weird schedule that's not for another couple months, I would say rally the student body and say,
yeah,
we don't want this fucktard speaking at our graduation.
But make it peaceful, because, you know, that's always better. But yeah, I'd probably put together a nice protest. Our school, Northern Arizona University, they did something that was, I don't even remember what the cause was, but they printed up these really obnoxious t-shirts, and that really worked well.
Hmm.
There was something about... It was some crazy Christian thing. And then people made anti-ones that said, fuck that guy. Because the original ones were bright green shirts. And then the people who did the anti-ones did bright pink shirts. And that was pretty cool to see that going around on campus, you know. Not that I participated, but, you know.
Yes.
Do that.
By the way, I Speculum checked in, and I told him that he and Lenore should come up this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And hang out with us.
Yes, you come hang out with us. You can stay in our guest room. You'll have a bathroom this time, because it'll be done by then.
Whoa.
What?
He wants to know if we have the new Smash Brothers. Is that motherfucker out? Because...
Uh-oh, we're going to Target.
Wow, I'm about to have to spend me some $50. That's going to suck, like, Smash Brothers Galaxy and Mario Party. And I'm going to have to... I'm thinking I'm going to try buying the Mario Party, the UK version, so we can have it 2 months early. Nintendo, a bunch of bastards.
What we were calling the Catenator, so the name is pronounced the Cat-en-a-tor.
The Catenator.
So, long story. Anyway, do you guys have any pets? And if so, what are their names?
We got cats.
We have three. One named Genma, who's very fat. One named Cricket, who is also very fat. And one named Zool, who's a slut.
Yes. LSK says, regarding monster classes, the best way to go quickly with them is to use ranged weapons. You'll hit a decent amount of the time. Yeah, but you'll hit for, like, 5 damage. And I can unfortunately see how many hit points a monster has. So, when I step up to, say, a giant, which has an excess of 100 hit points, and I go, you successfully hit for 5 hit points. He successfully hits you for 30. Then I go, I really wish I was seal clubbing right now. St. Alex says, which do you prefer, Super Troopers or Beer Fest? I haven't seen Beer Fest yet.
I don't like Super Troopers. I don't care.
Yeah, Super Troopers is pretty good. What can I say?
Let's see here.
OMG Lol Noob says, in the tower, how do you solve the riddle? Do you do it or use a solver? I use a solver every time.
The first time, I've only done it twice. And the first time I did it, I just wrote out all the possible combinations. And it... Are you talking about the door puzzle? Yeah, and I just wrote out all the possible combinations, and then I just started working my way down the list, and I think I hit it at number 6, so it was just kind of lucky, I guess. But that's the way I started out with the combinations. But the next time I did it, I had Kevin do it. I mean, hot stuff.
Okay. Every time, I just search for door code generator, and I throw it in there.
St. Alex asks, which channel do you like more, Newbie or the others? Well, if it's Newbie versus all of the others...
I'd have to say...
The others.
Yeah, sadly, Smash Brothers Brawl is not out yet.
Oh, when is... You know, I'm getting a little... The Wii games are just not coming out fast enough.
There's no street date for that or Super Mario Galaxy. Not that I could go to Nintendo's website and get some good information, because it's more pretty than anything. Naked Jew is volunteering his penis to be Zelania's chocolate penis cast. And that's just disturbing. AJ.
Vermicelli asks, can you help me? Well, that depends.
Yeah, what do you need? Gleeb says, it's Polish. Ah, it's a play on my last name, which has one E. I never had this problem until I found KOL. I don't know why other people would think that one E would be a short E, because that's just not the way our language works.
Yeah. Well,
maybe the way Klingon works. But
I'm Swedish, and my last name is Nelson, or it was Nelson.
And it was pronounced Nielsen, oddly enough. Twigman says, have you seen Jesus Christ Vampire Hunter? No, but Jick has, and he indicated that it did not live up to the promise of its title. So, I'm going to forgo that.
USB Cable says, I like Mrs. Skullhead's voice. Actually, it says, I like Miss Skullhead's voice. It's Mrs. I'm a married lady. And apparently from Jersey.
A married lady?
Married lady.
Like what?
let's see here. Man, we gotta answer this guy, because he keeps asking. Thorfinn Skullcleaver. Like the 7th time I've come across it. Is there any chance the palindrome will return to being not as strong? Thanks, I cleave you.
Probably not.
Okay, so stop asking it.
Vibin 5 is begging for me to loan him clothes to get tattoos, which is actually something that's discussed in the policies as not being a good idea.
So, yeah, we won't do that.
Yeah. No.
There's a new Bust-A-Move game? What?
Who?
Comfort in the Dark Seat? Says, gonna get your hands on the new Bust-A-Move game? Where is it? Give it to me. I mean...
Wow, Naked Jew says he's not creepy. He's a naked Jew, so it would be much easier for him to donate it than somebody who was already clothed.
Dude, I'm totally gonna order that, just because that's freaking awesome. I totally want to make a chocolate penis. I give it to all my friends and family on holidays.
And you can say, the other day I gave my penis to someone. It happens a lot. It's detachable.
It's detachable. Detachable penis. It's coming out next week. Are you going to buy it for me?
What's coming out next week?
Bust-A-Move, Comfort in the Dark Seat. Just said.
Bust-A-Move Bash for the Nintendo Wii.
I want it.
How could it possibly be any different than the one that's on the PlayStation 2?
I don't give a shit. I just want it. Give it to me.
Let's see. This item will be released on April 17th. 500 levels of puzzle mode.
Oh my god!
An all-new shooting mode where the bubbles come at you and you have to fight them off.
Oh.
Up to 8 players simultaneous head-to-head.
That's going to be so freaking awesome.
You can buy it together with Mario Party 8 for $90.
Hey, who's gonna buy it for me?
Yeah,
who wants to touch me?
Fucking Mario Party 8. This item will be released on June 30th.
That's lame, because I'm not gonna be in the... I'm gonna be in Vermont with nothing.
But on March 30th, if you're freaking in the UK, we could get the PlayStation 2 version.
Skittles asks, is there a part of the game that you wrote and wish you could rewrite?
No, actually. I regret nothing.
Yeah, regret nothing, Nabosky. What else we got here? Okay.
Yeah, apparently Bust-A-Move 2 for the PlayStation is pretty good.
Minigate says, Miss Skullhead, I found a pananda. Would you keep it as a pet? What's a pananda? I would.
Is it like a panda in a banana suit?
Pananda.
A punani?
Yeah.
No.
By the way, you sound like my girlfriend, Mrs. Skullhead. What?
I don't care who you are or where you put your promise.
Oh, and Comfort in the Dark doesn't have an extra $50. That's okay. Thank you, though. I appreciate the thought.
Apparently, there's a Grease Monkey script that will automatically solve the door for you, but I don't mess with Grease Monkey.
What is Grease?
Oh, he says if he found a panada.
Oh, a panada. Okay.
Which is some kind of Spanish dessert treat. Wait, that's an empanada. Never mind.
Well, what is it? Okay, somebody tell me. What is it?
He who must not be named says, how do people check for IP address? You can't, but I can. Naked Jew asks if I could play Hopeless Bleak Despair on the way out. Sure. Because it was always there. Then one day... disappeared. I can just imagine Jake going, so the show was great, and, you know, Jazz did a good job, and you just kept singing, just bursting into song at random moments, and it was really annoying.
Yeah,
stop it.
Stop it.
But next week, sadly, I was hoping that Zly would join us for this, because this is going to be the last of these.
Yeah, it's very sad, but she came into the office very early for all you internationals to mail out all of the international packages, make sure everything's cut up before she goes to the Philly meet.
Right.
She wants to be all cut up. So because of you guys, all of you guys who ordered packages, who don't live in the great state, great country, America, she had to go home because she was dead tired. Wicked tired.
Wicked tired. But Sori says that's not how Klingon works. But Sori, which is better...
That you know how Klingon works.
Which is better, me being wrong about that or you being able to correct me? I'm guessing that me being wrong is better.
Oh, man. You guys crack me up.
Let's see, we got 10 minutes.
Yeah, 10 minutes, and
we're
not going to sing.
They've got 10 minutes. 10 minutes remain.
See, look, Jake. I didn't sing. It was him.
Let's see. Have we watched any movies recently?
We watched Gia, which had a lot of naked Angelina Jolie, who is not that attractive naked, which I was very sad to see. That was unfortunate.
We watched Santa Claus Conquers the Martians, which was actually kind of a sub-average Mystery Science Theater episode. I was kind of sad about that.
Yeah, I fell asleep during it. Mm.
Sometimes, I felt the same way about Minos Sands of Fate. Sometimes the movie is bad in a boring way instead of a, bad acting and bad plotting way, and it even making fun of it doesn't make it interesting.
Yeah.
Santa Claus Conquers the Martians is also kind of frightening. Meru La Renault asks, I don't want to bug you. How much time before you can't accept any more entries for the karaoke contest? You have 16 more hours for the
16?
Karaoke contest.
I thought you were playing it today, or tomorrow on your show.
Tomorrow, so 12 hours from now is going to be 8 in the morning. 4 more hours would be noon.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when the entries will close. I've received some valiant efforts, some really cool stuff, and some entries, but that's kind of the goal. Bad entries are fun, too.
Yeah, they're really cute. Some of them are just adorable. They're just like, oh, I want to hug you and, make you feel better. But sometimes, it's kind of like karaoke in the real world. Like, you just don't understand what possesses people to get up there. Have you no shame?
Does that make them crazy?
Does that make them crazy?
Ha, you sing.
What, are we keeping score now?
Mm-hmm. LSK says, I rant, forgotten, nonsense, orange, okay, maybe, why did you have to explain, or not, when do, absolutely can, I do not know.
Dude, I totally just read a book that sounded like that.
Yeah, the problem with being a student is you have to deal with academia, and the academia nuts that write ridiculous bullshit, and you're expected to take it seriously because everyone else is going, yeah, this is a brilliant exploration of feminism and as it applies to the ancient Babylonians, and it's like the emperor has no clothes. Not at all. It's really annoying. I reread the final paper that I wrote for my eco-criticism class, and it is the biggest crock of shit I've ever written in my life. And said all the right things, and so he's like,
that teacher will give anybody an A. No offense.
No, he gave me a B.
Oh.
So that was because I only turned in half of the papers that were due for the class, and then I talked him into requiring one fewer papers than he had been planning on requiring.
But we did that to him in our other classic literature class or whatever. He was just like, we could read this, but, I just want to spend more time discussing this book, so let's just cross off this book off our list. And I'm like, okay. And then instead of having 6 papers, I think maybe just 5 would be better, so that we could focus more on them. Like, yep, you...
Yes, that would definitely focus. It's good stuff. Yeah, I kind of agree with Jake's assessment of higher education, which is you should do it because it's the only time in your life where you will have that much free time. Because you go to college and you take out a bunch of student loans and then you don't work, then you can actually work on stuff that you want to be working on in between your classes. And you need a degree even if you're going to be a secretary.
Yeah, I'm going to have a master's in 2 years, and that's going to do me a little bit of good.
Yep. But for mine, I pretty much just got the degree so that I could have low-paying jobs until I finally...
I pretty much got my undergraduate degree so I could go to graduate school actually study what I want to study.
That's not unusual.
So, yeah. That works well for me.
We should make it so the Equip Familiars section, when you select a familiar, it gives you a drop-down box with only that familiar's equipment in it. Because I keep forgetting. I'm trying to equip all of my familiars with all their equipment.
Yeah, see, he's totally paying attention. I love you, the radio listening audience.
I've been talking and I haven't even been pausing. I've been going,
Well, if we're lucky enough, Darian Lara will be listening to our show. She said if we, she might grace us with her presence in the in listening to the show.
Yeah, and if she is, I hope she's touching herself. Honestly.
Oh, yes.
No, I would like to think that when she thinks about us, she touches herself. Oh, I'm missing a lot of equipment. I gotta go to the arena. Anyway, let's see. Skittle says, are there any Short Circuit or Flight of the Navigator references in the game? No, there certainly should be. Maybe if you forget to put some text in a required text box, it could say, need input, Stephanie. Input.
Well, since we're running out of time, if anybody is in need of or wants a pair of size 8 Doc Marten knee-high boots, send me a message if you want them, because they need to go to a good home.
Yeah, they're really nice
But
boots.
I'm taking applications. I mean, they really need to go to a good home. I'm not just giving it up. You know, but I've moved on from them, but it doesn't mean that somebody else can't love them, because they're like another person.
Yes,
Mr. Skullhead knows about that
when
his Doc Martens got
thrown away by a jackass. Does Josh wear these? And my roommate, who had seen me wear them every day that week, said, I don't know.
I'm sorry.
My dad threw them away.
I'm sorry. I didn't know, because I hadn't been with you long enough to know that you wore them a lot.
Well, and you had just met my dad, and he can be kind of intimidating.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty scary, I'm telling you. But,
My dad will fuck you up.
He will. He's very large. There's a great wedding picture from our wedding of the two of them standing next together, and it makes Mr. Skull just look like a dwarf in comparison.
Yeah, my dad's about 6'3 and really broad. And he will fuck you up.
With Jesus.
With Jesus. Oh, crap. I lost the window that has ice bucket on it. I should be getting out of here fairly soon.
Comfort in a Dark Seat asks, Mrs. Skullhead or Jezzerfly? Both. It's kind of like a Sybil thing.
Drink or beverage.
Minigate says, I like the show and all the friends that came. I hope you come again, Mrs. Skullhead.
And again. And on that note, we're going to take off. We'll see you on Monday with me and Jake.
And I'll never see you again.
Probably back. No, Jake's going to be doing his trips to San Diego, so whenever Jake's gone, we'll throw you in. You can come sit down on my show someday.
Or I'll just go sit on your desk.
Right. Okay, we'll tell him about 3:30. And, alright, kids, I'll see you tomorrow on my show.
See you later. Bye.
I never knew what everybody meant by endless hopeless brief despair, until one day when I found out, the first time I ever left my house, it saw me and followed me home and stayed with me for my whole life. For years and years I wandered the earth, condemned to a life of bleak despair. Then one day I looked around and found it had disappeared. Out of here.